Sherry, tell us some of the steps you went through to connect some of the dots that the bird flu is an environmental issue, not a health care crisis.
Where I started with that, George, was looking at the clusters of outbreaks of humans and the clusters of outbreaks of influenza and H5N1 in Southeast Asia. And I thought, I wonder if there's anything to do, what that's all about. Well, then I found two maps, and one of the maps was showing the intensive aerial spraying that happened with Agent Orange during the Vietnam War. And I then found a map that showed the outbreaks of H5N1 in humans and in the bird flu outbreaks of, the H5N1 outbreaks in chickens. Then I took those two maps and I looked at them side by side, and they were about a 90% overlap. And I thought, man, now that is really fascinating. So then I said, well, I wonder if there's any connection between dioxin, and which is the most toxic form of dioxin in the world that was found in Agent Orange, the TCDD form of dioxin, mm-hmm. which, as an aside, dioxins is a family of chemicals, about 250 different kinds, but this is the most deadly one, and the one to which all other dioxins are compared in terms of toxicity, the TCDD. So I said, well, I wonder if that has anything relationship to do with influenza. So through many hours of intensely digging and research, I ran across a series of published articles in the American Journal of Environmental Toxicology that showed the connection between dioxin and influenza A. And what they had actually done was they had taken a group of mice and they had exposed them to as little as 10 parts per trillion of dioxin about a week to 10 days before they were exposed to garden variety influenza. And the combination of influenza A plus that tiny little bit of dioxin doubled the death rate amongst the experimental mice.
Holy cow. Now, does it kill your immune system? What does it do?
Well, the combination of the two causes such an intense inflammatory response. And this whole thing that we've heard in the medical literature, in the medical jargon about a cytokine storm. And it's what that is it's a release of a bunch of proteins when an infection is occurring that act as little magnets to draw in all of the various white blood cells into the area of infection to try to eliminate the infection. And so the cytokine storm just doubles in intensity when there's a combination of dioxin and influenza A. Now, I want to put into perspective how little that 10 parts per trillion is. One part per trillion is the equivalent of putting one drop of dioxin in a boxcar in a train full of boxcars that have nothing but liquid in it, just a liquid train, put one drop of dioxin in a train 6.2 miles long.
Oh, the whole thing?
The whole thing. That is what one parts per trillion actually is. In these mice, the 10 parts per trillion in the mice, it was noted by the investigators that this was the smallest amount of dioxin that had ever been seen in combination with influenza A to cause such an intense inflammatory response and such a high cytokine storm that it stumbled away from the sick cells in the lungs of these mice and also started to break down and destroy what would be the healthy cells in the lungs of these mice. So the 10 parts per trillion in mice was about the equivalent of somewhere between around 400 to 500 parts per trillion in humans, you know, when you do the, you know, kilogram size and all that mm-hmm. stuff. So then I started saying, well, gosh, I wonder if there's any relationship to dioxin still being left around in Southeast Asia from our Vietnam War. And then I found many other articles that I researched that showed that more than 30 years after the end of the Vietnam War, the effects of dioxin are still being seen in people being born with birth defects and things like that. There were studies that were done that took samples of foods that these Vietnamese people were eating, and they were finding that in the samples of foods, that the foods had somewhere between 300 and 400 parts per trillion, and this was a daily dose that these people were eating. Some of the soils in Southeast Asia had 800 to 900 parts per trillion, and around one particular lake around Saigon had 1 million parts per trillion. And we know that as little as 2 or 3 parts per trillion is enough to disrupt the immune system. So these people are, the people in Southeast Asia are getting daily doses from their environment. They're getting doses from their foods that are still eating and are highly contaminated. And then they're having an aggressive virus that happens to go in and causes this big inflammatory response. Now, we know from the research that there are certain viruses that cause stronger inflammatory responses than others. And this particular virus, this H5N1, seems to have a higher inflammatory response just intrinsically on its own. But I'm not so sure that that's even true, George, because some of the research that has been done in a laboratory, that they have shown that this H5N1 causes this huge cytokine storm, I found that the research was done on lung tissue that was extracted from people from Hong Kong who were also experiencing lung cancer. So one of the presumptions is perhaps these people had a higher level of dioxin in the tissue sample that they used for the experiment, and so we're getting this false sense that, oh, this H5N1 is causing all this big inflammatory response, when it's really the combination of the influenza virus plus dioxin and other types of environmental pollutants that are causing these raging number of deaths. I started looking at, well, gosh, now we're not just in Southeast Asia anymore, and we're not having Agent Orange, and we're not spraying Southeast Asia. But we're having outbreaks in China and Eastern Turkey and Eastern Europe and now in Iraq. And so when you started looking at the background environmental toxicities that were going on in those very places where we are showing the quote-unquote outbreaks of H5N1, there is a huge amount of environmental contamination with persisting organic pollutants, with open sewage being poured by the tens of millions of tons, pesticides, organophosphates that are ending up in the water supply, and depleted uranium that's been happening because of the bombings that we've been doing. I really think that what's happening with these birds being sick and the migratory birds being sick is a huge environmental wake-up call saying that these influenza viruses have been around forever. Garden variety influenza viruses are around all the time. We have a little bit higher aggressive virus that's now getting everybody's attention, and this is an environmental emergency, an environmental problem and catastrophe and a crisis, not really a healthcare one.